Tina.
What?
Thank you for getting all this in order.
Ashley can call me if you have any questions about what's on your desk.
You here yet?
I put him in your office.
Marty Spinella, head lobbyist for the teachers' union. He wants to rip my head off and peel it like an orange. Why? Because I lied to him. But what choice did I have when the truth would have ended the conversation before it began?
I'll call you back.
Marty.
You fucking lied, Frank? No. You lied to my fucking face?
Marty, I did not lie.
You did not. We spent the whole weekend in that room poring over this bill line by line, and nowhere did it say anything about collective bargaining.
Let's calm down and sit down, and we will discuss this. I will explain everything that's going on, and we will talk it out, no matter how long it takes.
No more. This is going to be a very short meeting, because only one of two things are going to happen. Either you assure me right now that that amendment is out, or I am walking out that door, and I'm going to start launching missiles.
The amendment was never intended to stay in the bill. It's just there for leverage, that's all.
You threatened to cut federal funding from union school districts? That's not a poker chip, Frank. That's a goddamn dirty bomb.
Look, the amendment is not staying in the bill. I just need you to work with me on performance standards.
Performance standards? Are you fucking kidding me? You agreed that they were already out. You can't just put it back in now,
Marty,
Frank.
Look,
I have a reputation to uphold. I am the one that made the union reps stay here for you while you're in Gaffney playing with your fucking Beachwood. You tell me right now, is that amendment in or out?
There is a middle ground here, Marty. We just have to find it.
I take that as a no. Okay.
Marty, do not start a war. You know you're gonna lose.
You fuck me, I fuck back.
Stamper! Marty and I have a good working relationship, or used to. You can see he has a temper, but I can usually cut through that and reason with him. But I may have pushed him too far, which is worrisome. Friends make the worst enemies.
How'd it go?
What'd you hear?
A lot of fucks.
Well, that pretty much says it. Let's think this through.
Now we've got the DNC leadership meeting.
What?
I'd say you could skip it, but Birch just dumped it on us.
When?
It's here, in 12 minutes.
Why here and not the DNC headquarters?
The DNC is doing renovations. They're going to be green energy efficient.
Oh, that's a charming use of party funds.
We've only been in this space about 3 months.
It's cool.
Not exactly the Herald, is it?
Have you been to those offices?
Yes. Wrist slitting was in order. So, who else is courting you?
A few people.
You mean everyone?
There were a lot of emails this morning.
That's not surprising. You're having a moment. People are interested. I'm one of them. But if 8 minutes passes on anything, I get bored. In 8 minutes, I could be bored with you, unless you keep me interested. I think you can. And I think this is the place for you to keep the rest of the world interested, too. It's your call. I won't chase you.
I'm definitely tempted.
Take as long as you want to look around. Email me your figure. I'll call you back with the counter.
This is our top priority. Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania. We need all of them, or Walker's a one-term president. Pennsylvania is why he picked Matthews as a running mate, but now we have to find a replacement. The special election is this November.